It's time we face up to the unface up to a boo.
About water all the time. We say our mouths water and we don't want to get into hot water. And blood is thicker than water and you can't mix oil and water. It's not all talk. We're even made of water. But what do you really know about your tap water? Do you know where it comes from or what's in it? Chances are you don't. But now you can. Your water supplier will soon be sending you a short new report about your drinking water. Look for it. And when you get it, read it, because this report really holds water. Learn more by calling your water supplier or 1-877-EPA-WATER.
This evening here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage, our theme is water. We began that last set with that certified guitar player and music producer, Chet Atkins, and his instrumental Blue Ocean Echo. And then it was the Toadies with I Come From the Water. David Byrne followed with Walk on Water. Orbit gave us Colored Water. And then Shona Lang, White Water. And the finished off the music with Salt Water. And then another public service message from the EPA about water savings. Backing us up right now is Dahar Yosef with an instrumental called Flowing Water. In the next set, I'm going to send out an ambient piece to Chuck Yu and Diane from Brian Eno and Robert Fripp's Slow Water. Well, that's from Music for Films, Volume 1. And we'll also hear a few words from WMFO's most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck. Also some Violent Femmes, Bob Marley, Seal, and the Cult. But first, we are going to hear what may be my favorite live version of any Led Zeppelin song. This is from the spectacular 3-CD live album, How the West Was Won. And just listen to the way Jimmy Page slides the chords down, to the way he articulates his guitar playing. So, yes, let's start that off for you right now.
Sunshine. na 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 na.
Waterless hand cleaner really cleans up for us. Just a dab. Removes paint, grease, tar, carbon, ink, even plain dirt. Anytime, anywhere, without water. The whole crew swears by Baraxo Waterless. And so will you.
Swell from a northern blue sky. Smile on their faces, they entered their doom. Like they knew if the world should end, they won't care about that anyway. I change the water and I burn the fire. You play with chemicals, making their doom. Like you knew if the world should end, you won't care about that anyway. Maybe that's the way you live your life, but I know life, it don't always live that way. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade, a shade of pain, and then we die. Jade.
Thank you. seen some slipshod backwater birds, but this place takes the cake.
Oh my goodness, I certainly need that cup of Jesus right now.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, what if it was true? And oh my, oh my, oh my, tell me, is it true? Diddy, 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 die upon that cross. And diddy, 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 come back across.
Walking on the water, sweet Jesus, walking in the sky.
Shaking his hand, he took my hand, raised me up, and he brought me up. I can hold my head high. Will I be true to my birth? And will I give what I'm worth?
Metaphor here involves a river of excrement and a Native American water vessel without any means of propulsion.
Sweeter the victory, I've got your love, the power of your glory, I I often had wicked thoughts about you. Several times. I almost gave in to temptation. Do you know that once I tiptoed into your room and stood over you for the longest time? It was the most awful temptation to wake you up. I wish that I had. It would have been deliciously wicked.
Believe everything is alive. Not only man and animals, but also water, earth, stone, and also the things from them. That is the way things are. But the white man, they believe everything is dead. Stone, earth, animals, and people, even their own people. If things keep trying to live, white man will rob them out. That is the difference. More roads, more hospitals, more schools, more nurses, more teachers, more police, more fire, more water, more energy, more ports, more. More. More water, more energy, more ports, more. More.
Standing at the shore, a hurricane calls my name. Beyond all I dream, the electric ocean. Oh yeah, the spirit is free. When a wife is wrong,
This is Walter Reeves, and I admit it, I have a bucket in my tub. It's amazing how much water I used to waste while waiting for the shower water to get hot. I use it on my new trees and shrubs. A bit of soap and shampoo doesn't hurt them. Don't shower with a friend, shower with a bucket. Let's all do our part to be water smart and save time, save money, and save water. Find more tips at www.conservewatergeorgia.net or call your local UGA Cooperative Extension office at 1-800-ASK-UGA-1.
This evening, our theme on the Plastic Sushi Strubbers and Time Sound Collage is water. And we began that last set with probably my favorite Led Zeppelin live song, The Ocean, from the perfect triple CD live album, How the West Was Won. And then Seal with Deep Water. And the Violent Femmes with Jesus Walking on the Water. Followed by Bob Marley with No Water. And then Brian Eno and Robert Fripp, Slow Water, from Music for Films, Volume 1. And that ambient piece was going out to Chuck U and Diane. And we concluded the music in the set with another real rocker, this time from The Cult, Electric Ocean, from their Electric album. And then yet another public service message about water. And that idea of showering with a bucket, I advocate that. We do that at our home. And I have collected a whole bunch of gallon milk containers now. And I fill those gallon milk containers up with the water from that bucket in the shower. And then I use them for watering my plants, both outside and inside in my sunroom. And let me tell you, that idea for the sunroom, which is that's a Sunday morning chore that I do once a week. And I used to be running back and forth with a container of water in between the kitchen, filling it up. And this just saves time. And of course, it's saving a little bit of money because it's not extra water that is just going down the drain. And then it's convenient on days where it's not really hot, but only a couple of plants and buckets need to be watered. So rather than firing up the whole hose and moving it around the backyard, just do that. And then another thing is, if you're going to go and perhaps give plants some miracle grow, using that water too. The one thing that I'd say, though, is sometimes soap gets in the water when you're like using the shower. So when I fill up the gallon milk containers, I fill them completely up. And sometimes you can see a little bit of this soap film on the top. And then I just squeeze it to push off that top of the water. So, yes, saving money and making lives easier. That's what we like to do here at WMFO. So, we got one last set for you. And it's going to start off a little unusually. Three completely different songs, all with the same name. In this case, Wade in the Water. We're going to hear first one by a jazz version, Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones. And then we're going to hear one written and performed by Michelle Schacht. And then a band called Squid Vicious Overdose. There. Song Wade in the Water. And then it'll be Willie Nelson and Ray Price with Deep Water. And then something from a band, a group, a project called Zen Gardens with Kyomizu Dera. Mizu is Japanese for water, and this whole thing, Kyomizu Dera, means the clear water temple. And then, well, who knows what'll follow? Maybe some Van Halen. But we'll see when we get there. As we begin our, well, this is Moby, my ambiance right now. This track is called God Moving Over the Face of the Waters. But with that, let's get going now with the concluding final set of your Friday night sound collage party celebrating water. Yeah, here's Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones, Wade in the Water. WMFO in Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Every culture need liberty like they need food and water and air. Everywhere that freedom arrives, humanity rejoices. And everywhere that freedom stirs, let tyrants fear.
Without water, we're doomed.
Robbed all the money from the Iraqi people. water, way in the water, children, way in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Oh, won't you wait in the water? Took one step in the Jordan, the water, it come to my knee. And then I took another step in the Jordan, and the water come up to my waist. And then I took one step in the Jordan, the water, it covered my head. And then I looked and saw a man on the Canaan side. He was making my dying bed. Oh, won't you come on, children, way in the water.
Come on, y'all.
Way in the water, children, way in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
My favorite thing to do.
Thank you.
Vaughn.
Georgia.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
You know what?
Part the waters, the same ones that I'm drowning in. You lead your casual slaughters, and I'm the one who helps you win. You've got your grand credit cards, and you thank your lucky star. But don't forget the ones who foot the bill. You got it.
The season of Honk is upon us, and it's sooner than you may think. Yes, the 19th annual Honk Festival is returning to Davis Square and Harvard Square, but not on the usual Indigenous Day weekend, but rather a week earlier. Honk Fest this year is October 4th through 6th. There will be lots of local and regional favorites returning, as well as bands coming from Texas, New Orleans, Seattle, and as far away as Brazil. All afternoon and evening on October 5th, these street bands will be performing all over Davis Square. And on Sunday, they will march from Davis Square to Harvard Square. The Harvard Square annual October Festival is also a week earlier than normal in coordination with Honk. It's all free and for all ages. Go to honkfest.org for details. And get ready for dancing and partying in the streets on October 5th and 6th.
You've been listening to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. Here, broadcasting on the 91.5 Hertzian waves and WMFO.org on the web. Our theme this evening has been water. And we began that last set with three different songs, completely different songs, all named Wade in the Water. One by Charlie Hayden and Hank Jones, another by Michelle Schacht, and another instrumental by Squid Vicious Overdose. And then we heard Willie Nelson and Ray Price with Deep Water, along with a vintage public service message. And then Zen Gardens with Kiyomo Mizu Dera, the Clearwater Temple. And then from Van Halen 3, the third lineup of Van Halen, Dirty Water Dog. It was actually the 11th studio album from Van Halen, and it's the worst one. The bass player Michael Anthony left while it was being recorded. Eddie and his son Wolfgang played bass. Eddie played a lot of the drums, all of the drums, in fact. His brother didn't. And Gary Cherone was their replacement vocalist, and he left right after that. Yeah, terrible album. But, you know, that was a song that matched our theme. And, well, it was Eddie Van Halen playing, so. Thanks so much for listening. We do expect we're on this new schedule. There is a show called Smoke Breaks that's scheduled to come after. I just went and checked around the studio, though, and there's nobody here who's coming in for that quite yet. We're closing things out with Tangerine Dream, and I'm sending this one, Water's Gift, out to Savoir Faire, who's coming back on the airwaves tomorrow here with his songs from the Squid Pod after a hiatus. So we're excited to hear some terrific 80s music from him coming up tomorrow. Until next week. Well, yeah, actually, I'm expecting to do training with some new DJs for the next 2 weeks. So things will be a little different. Hearing some new voices, and I'll start off with some